All right.
Wait, there's supposed to be music. Okay, hold on. Let's see if we can get... Wait, there's supposed to be music. Wait.
Readers Entertainment Radio.
Music. There it is.
Variety is the spice of life.
Eva, I tell you what. This is what happens. You and I get on the phone. I'm sorry, you know, our virtual fabulous studio. And we start talking about writing. And I think we've done this a couple times in pre-show where it's just fun. And then we're supposed to be doing a program.
I know, yeah. It's like, oops, are we on the air?
We are. Right. You are live on the air. Welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. And this is Eva Gordon, one of my favorite people, only because you are almost as crazy as I am. Almost.
Oh, that's why I love you so much. You're just as crazy.
We share a bond, you and I.
Right. A funny bone bond.
Well, I mean, you and I are kind of we were talking. You have got, this is insane. You've got, I knew about the Alpha Wolf Pet, this launch of that, but I didn't realize that you still had the... Say that again. The vein. The vampire.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been,
so
like I said, I've been writing crazy.
Out. Yeah.
I've got everything out. I've got my After the Vein series out, Apocalyptic Moon, book one, and Raven Moon, book two. And that's a world where shifters try to help humanity after the zombie apocalypse.
I'm sorry. I'm sure it is a very absolutely fabulously suspenseful, action-filled, and completely serious series, people.
And
that is
funny.
My twisted sense of humor, and I apologize.
Oh,
yes.
No. It's meant to be. It's supposed to be, like, kind of funny. But
if you don't have a sense of humor after the zombie apocalypse, I just don't think you're going to last long.
You'll be
really.
The first person bitten.
Oh, come on.
Right.
No. I'm too smart. I'm too smart, really. I don't know. I don't know. My husband,
no, I mean, if you don't have a sense of humor, you'll be the first person bitten.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You have somebody in your life, though, that's super serious about zombie apocalypse? Because I have had friends say in a sentence with a straight face things like, well, that would never happen because a real zombie does XYZ. And you look at them and you're like, do you hear what you're saying? And they're like,
exactly.
In a real zombie. It's
right.
And they're
right.
Serious.
They are serious. And there's a whole prepper movement sort of serious about this. So it's
how do you prep
for
a zombie apocalypse? Is it just weaponry or?
Weaponry, location. you got to be far away from the biters. In fact, my shifters have found a homeland in Yosemite, but I heard it's burning now, so that's not going to help them, is it?
No. Although zombies don't like fire, it's probably an issue for them. So
I think so.
It might cleanse the site that they're looking at and guarantee that it's, a good spot later. But my husband,
you're giving me ideas
like
for book
zombies.
Three.
Yeah, there you go. You're getting some thought. My husband does not like to watch zombie stuff with me because I am that person that sits there and goes, okay, so they don't see well, right? Great hearing, apparently. But they're
don't
not
smell.
Necessarily good, not good sight zombies. Am I right?
Right.
And they don't climb over stuff unless it's World War Z zombies, and then, my goodness gracious, there's nothing they can't
climb. They just climb on top of each other.
Yes, that's. But normal Walking Dead zombies, I'm like, these guys are not climbers. They'll just bounce into a wall. So I was like, why didn't you just have a fence made of fishing line? It would be completely invisible, very strong. They'll never see it. They'll just bounce off of it, get tickled.
And he'll get stuck.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Visually much more appealing than chain link, just saying, mm-hmm. from an aesthetic standpoint. And, yeah, I would just live in a fishing line dome.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I would just...
Yeah, exactly. That's a good idea. I'm writing this down.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, in fact, in book one, my zombies are your Walking Dead slow pokes. But then in book two, you know, there were somebody did an experiment, and, of course, you've got the fast ones. You know, somebody had to play with science.
I tell you, they get the bad rap in these books. They really do. The other thing is chainmail. I never see chainmail. People are always wearing all this other, but I'm like, chainmail, like a shark suit. They can't fight through it.
Right, exactly.
Walk around, if you were wearing medieval armor and chainmail, you could literally just do whatever you needed to do.
Right. And the good news is my shifters, when they get bitten by zombies, nothing happens. So they're immune to the zombie disease. So it's only the humans.
Only humans. But for
nice vampires,
are we not their food pool? I mean, we are their, there's sort of a food relationship there.
Well, my shifters, you know, are kind of human-like. They do like their humans because, you know, they like all the things that we created, you know. So
okay.
I don't think they entirely want to get rid of us. Although there are a few that are.
But I've always thought if anybody was going to hate a zombie apocalypse, it would be vampires.
Right, because aren't they already sort of dead?
Well, not
yeah,
just that,
I think
but
you're
if
right.
your food source is suddenly getting overtaken by the shambling walkers, and that's your
mm-hmm.
food, right?
Right.
Then you would
yeah.
suddenly become protector, whereas before you were hunter. So you'd be much more
uh-huh.
of a shepherd. Right, herding
right.
food about, encouraging
exactly.
food to breed and do better.
Right, so, yeah, I think that's another series right there.
Again, why I am probably not often invited into paranormal rooms or discussions at conventions, because I'm always that person who's like, yes, but if in your paranormal world you have X, Y, Z, then you have to think it all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at
exactly.
least that's me. That's me. But
mm-hmm.
but the zombie.
Well, you're welcome
experience.
Into my paranormal yeah. world anytime.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And if it happens, you just let me know where your compound is, and we'll make
mm-hmm.
a run for you. And I'll bring canned goods and my fishing
canned
wire.
Canned goods. Right. Lots and lots of fishing wire. I've got the weaponry and the vehicles, so no problem.
Just saying, it's an inexpensive way to keep them off your lawn. That's
exactly.
all I'm saying right there. Okay, mm-hmm. but it's ravenauthor.com if you want to
exactly.
go over and take a peek. And I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. It's clear you don't sleep.
No, because then I also have my epic Wolf Maiden saga, which includes paranormal, historical romance stories of werewolves and their wolf maiden, you know, mates. So I've got that.
Right.
So now a few of those came out
a
few years
on
ago.
Your hand. No, I mean, I'm serious. I have you've got After the Bane, you've got the Wolf Maiden, but you're also doing steampunk, you're doing...
Steampunk, right. Including wearing the corsets and all that, and when I go to, you know, steampunk events and meetups and conventions. So,
did you go to? Were you tempted with Comic-Con, or are there other more?
I wanted to go, but I went to the Romance Writers Conference in San Antonio.
Ooh,
I actually did a work. It was fun. I did a workshop on wolf and werewolf lore. So, which was kind of fun, and got to talk about real wolf behavior and how you can make it, you know, any werewolf story your own, because there's so many different types, you know,
it's
origins
huge.
And mythologies. It's
huge, werewolves. Do you think it's still growing? Do you feel like there's always somebody that's pushing back and saying, oh, that's dying down that bad, but I'm not seeing it.
No,
I mean,
I think as long as you
slowing down.
No, I totally agree. I think if the storyline is fun and interesting, it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, what they say, dead or not. I think people are always going to enjoy werewolves or vampires or steampunk.
All right,
and
historical romances. They've been saying those are dead for the last 30 years. Like they've been predicting the death of historical romances.
I hope not, because I did submit The Gamekeeper's Daughter to, you know, I'm trying to submit that to the big New York publishers, or at least my agents trying to do that. So, yeah, so that'll be fun. I hope that one gets picked up.
Oh, it's not dead. No. Historicals will never go away.
They'll never go away.
Like zombies. They just keep going and go. No, I'm not kidding.
And going and going, yeah.
Did you get some
And I was bitten by the
historical. Or was it... Did you get good questions at the workshop or about...
Yeah,
well,
really good
was there
questions.
A lot of interest?
Yeah, wow. There was a lot of interest. There were a lot of really good questions, and mostly about the whole alpha-beta relationship, and a lot of questions about how they communicate, you know, using nonverbal language, you know, like tail carriage and the ears and the growling and you know, the neck displaying and all that good stuff. So, and I had fun with that, creating a whole new type of werewolf in the new novella series that's coming out, Alpha Wolf's Pet, in that my werewolves were born wolf, and you're going to laugh. But the way they become human is they get bitten by a human.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah,
that
man bites
fun,
dog.
Though. That is funny. But in it, I mean,
it
that's
is.
Very, you're coming out a little backwards there.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I didn't really want to be human. What is this? But I explain it with a little magic and a little, you know, that sort of thing. So it's not, you know, it's not like when they become human, they don't know
fiction.
Anything. So.
I mean, you get to be fun when you're world building and when you're creating your own world. I'm sure just like zombies, you get people saying a real werewolf or a real, like, shapeshifter.
Oh, I know. Real werewolf's not going to do that.
And you're like, I'm sorry. I didn't know you knew a real werewolf. I apologize.
Yeah. And you see that all the time, actually. People will say, no, werewolves don't do this and don't do that.
Right? And do you just answer them with a straight face and say, well, no, actually, in my research, the werewolves I've encountered are like this. I'm like,
right.
You try
and
to
I've interviewed several.
Meet them. And I've interviewed the ones I talk to. Let me tell you something. They enjoy bacon.
Right.
Okay? Bacon is huge. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Right. Very huge. They all love to go on a good hunt. Pretty much the same. But they're not always allergic to silver. Some of my werewolves in some series are. Others are not. So it's kind of fun to play around with.
Oh, I love that. I always wondered why that would be, considering silver and the moon have always been linked together in Wicca and in certain religions. And so if you were tied to the moon, why would silver be an issue when you think that would be completely up your alley, said the woman who. See, there you go. I apparently
you know
my
your werewolf
pretty seriously, too. So there you go. So a real werewolf would not have a problem.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You should always remember never to moon a werewolf. That's the only thing.
Never. Oh, thank you. That would make a really nice pillow, actually. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
A little embroidery in the house. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Okay, everybody. Eva Gordon. It's at ravenauthor.com. And the new book is out. When exactly in August is the Alpha Wolf's Pet?
Probably the weekend of either the 18th or the 25th of August.
Perfect.
Perfect. And on my website, I have a newsletter.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm supposed to say goodnight, everybody. We'll see you next Tuesday. See, you just distract me. It's fun. Okay, everybody, good night, and we'll see you next week for the more of the romance bookmark.
And thank you.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.